You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony provides a truly holistic overview of health and vital well-being that will assist you in living your best life. Each week, she brings you fascinating topics about the Law of Attraction, Eastern medicine, as well as energy medicine that will help you to release physical and emotional blocks. It's time to create a truly magical life full of abundance, health, love, and happiness. Dr. Tony has the answers you have been waiting for.
Welcome to Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony. My goal for today is to help you understand how to naturally, effectively, and enjoyably maximize your energy levels. I am so happy to have the opportunity to share this information with you today. But before we get started, I wanted to take the opportunity to remind you that the new The Secret movie called The Secret, Dare to Dream with Katie Holmes is available to watch now. I'm really excited about it. It's a great movie, and just like the first The Secret movie, it will change many, many lives. You can find the link for the rental at the Law of Attraction Radio Network homepage. That is www.loaradionetwork.com. Now let's get started with the program. There are endless benefits to maximizing your energy levels, and this potential just continues to grow the more energy you have. Some of the more obvious ones include maximize focus and productivity for work-related pursuits, more time to spend with family and friends, higher levels of physical fitness, heightened mental clarity and cognitive functioning, and more time for hobbies and cultivation of artistic or creative pursuits. The question of what can you do with more energy is a matter of personal preference. When you start to maximize your energy levels with these all-natural habits and methods that I'm going to share with you today, it is up to you what you want to do with your time. That's what makes it so exciting. You can use this extra time and energy for whatever it is you've been dreaming of. One of the most obvious ways to increase your energy levels is by improving your nutrition. Regarding the foods which provide the body with most energy-boosting nutrients, foods with a low glycemic level are ultimately the best options. Foods like beans, bran cereal, brown rice, whole wheat bread, and other whole grains and nuts have less impact on your blood sugar than foods with a high glycemic load like white rice, spaghetti, potatoes, cornflakes, and sugary juices and drinks. Even though we have been taught to associate these starchy foods with energy-providing principles, the long-term effects of consuming this kind of food have negative impacts on your energy levels. The main issue with these foods is that the carbohydrates they provide are refined carbs, which can play havoc on your blood sugar levels. While they'll boost your energy short-term, they are definitely not a good long-term solution. Now, if you're eating whole grains and legumes, make sure you soak them overnight or at least for 7 hours before you cook them. This will remove the phytic acid and enzyme inhibitors that these products have, and they will also taste better and they will cook faster. As metabolism is the force which converts the nutrients in our food to energy, it follows that foods good for your metabolism will also provide you with higher energy levels. Aiming to increase your metabolism is a great way to shift the focus from consuming high-energy foods, which can also often be misleading in their nutritional worth. Optimal metabolism requires an abundance of vitamins and minerals, which provide our cells with the proper fuel they need to release energy. When the nutrients in our food aren't enough, the cells are low in energy-releasing activity, which results in tiredness and fatigue. And of course, this nutrition deficiency has been linked to being one of the main causes of many chronic illnesses, such as autoimmune disorders. So eating predominantly nutrient-dense foods such as salmon, beans, kale, seaweed, apples, ginger, cinnamon, turkey, walnuts, garlic, whole grains, and berries, among many other nutrient-dense foods, have been proven to increase energy levels and provide more nutritional value than foods which may contain fewer nutrients than it may initially appear. Increasing physical movement and exercise is also a necessary factor to boost metabolism. And the combined effect of both nutrient-dense foods and exercise, especially strength-building exercise, increases in abundance of health and energy. Increasing fitness levels is another key way to encourage overall energy levels. And although it seems counterintuitive, the endorphins from an intense workout and shot of energy received after a period of activity function as a way to increase overall energy. It is essential, however, to engage in the right kind of intensity of fitness activity to encourage energy levels. Activities that encourage calm energy are more effective at sustaining energy release throughout the day and avoid the danger of burnout or slipping into fatigue. These types of activities are things like yoga, tai chi, and specific strength training. Increasing fitness levels also encourage more profound, more improved sleep patterns, better heart health, and sharper focus. Your mental health has a direct effect on your energy levels, just as the physical health does. When we consider the mental energy that's expected during periods of intense anxiety or depression, or even just a day of being very worried, this becomes very evident. It is also important to maintain awareness of this as we aim to increase overall energy. Becoming aware of where our energy is going is key to mastering it and cultivating more, and this is where things such as meditation and yoga are beneficial. Meditation helps us learn how to direct our energy where we need it to go. It may seem simple, but being able to recognize where and how our thoughts affect our physical energy is so important if we're going to learn how to let it go and to cultivate more positive relationships and connections around us. Increasing your magnesium and vitamin D intake can also boost both mood and energy levels. And so consuming foods such as bananas, cashews, almonds, dark chocolate, leafy greens, whole wheat, brown rice, leafy greens, and seeds is recommended. As I mentioned earlier, a great way to boost mental energy levels and translate this into more physical energy is by cultivating a daily meditation practice. It can be difficult for someone who has no previous experience with meditation to feel the benefits right away. So I recommend you start small. Try even 10 minutes, even 2 minutes, or 5 minutes a day every morning will help you familiarize yourself with the practice and provide you with a good foundation on which you can build upon for longer and more regular practice. By building up the stress response on both the mind and the body, meditation helps us to save energy where before it would have been lost on worry and unnecessary problem solving. Studies have proven that meditation can reduce the levels of cortisol in the body, and that's a chemical that is released in response to the fight or flight mode that we become associated with anxiety issues. Irony surrounding the fact that stimulants such as caffeine, alcohol, and energy-boosting drinks are that they are more damaging to your health than helpful. Some useful natural stimulants have similar energy-boosting effects to the likes of caffeine, but with none of the guilt. And these include ginseng, B vitamins, guarana, chlorophyll, and coconut oil. By increasing blood oxygen levels, reducing blood sugars, cognitive function, and encouraging metabolism, these natural stimulants provide a wide variety of benefits that result in overall increase of energy levels. It is a relatively simple recommendation, and yet so many of us neglect to fuel our bodies correctly to optimize the oxygen production in cells, which is where energy is created. Now, a word of caution. When it comes to ginseng and guarana, they are great herbs to take as tonics and get your metabolism going, but they're not meant to be taken as a coffee or energy drink substitutes that you can abuse many times a day. If you do use them as energy drinks, you will have a rebound effect as if you were drinking regular energy drinks, especially with guarana, which has 6 times more caffeine than coffee. This is a wonderful recipe from Rosemary Glassdoor to use these herbs and to build energy, and it's so delicious you can eat it at any time. They're called energy balls, and these energy balls combine the energetics of nourishing herbs with the high power stimulants to provide a balanced form of energy. This recipe makes 60 large, super delicious energy balls. And here are the ingredients: 3 cups of tahini, drain the excess oil from the top, 1 cup of cashew or almond butter, 2 cups of honey, more or less to taste, 5 ounces of guarana powder, 2 ounces of kola nut powder, 2 ounces of Siberian ginseng powder, that's Eleutherol, 1 tablespoon of cardamom powder, 1 ounce of Asian ginseng powder, 1/2 ounce of nutmeg, 2 ounces of bee pollen, 2 vials of royal jelly, 1 package of carob or bittersweet chocolate chips, 8 ounces of unsweetened shredded coconut, lightly toasted, 1 cup of finely chopped almonds, and unsweetened cocoa powder. 2 pounds of bittersweet dipping chocolate, then that is optional. And this is how you make them. Mix the tahini, nut butter, and honey until smooth. Combine the herbal powders, bee pollen, and royal jelly and add them to the tahini mix. Add the carob or chocolate chips, coconut, and almonds and mix well. This usually requires mixing with your hands. Mix in enough cacao powder to bring the dough to the desired thickness. Roll the dough into small balls, about 1 inch each. And if you want to coat the balls with chocolate, chill them in the refrigerator for easier dipping. You can also spread the mixture into a baking sheet, chill, and cut into squares. Melt the dipping chocolate into a double broiler. Dip the balls one at a time into the melted chocolate and place on wax paper to cool. And that's it. They're done. After that, you can store the energy balls in baking tins in a cool place. They will last a few weeks. So have a ball and enjoy them. We can also become drained and fatigued if our bodies haven't consumed enough water. Besides providing an energy boost and fighting off fatigue, drinking water also produces many other benefits such as warding off headaches, increasing metabolism, helping with weight loss, and aiding in clearing the skin. In this way, many physical symptoms of low energy levels are all intertwined, and so increasing water intake can often be the most basic first step towards increasing energy. Dehydration is a massive issue in this country that causes low levels of energy and general fatigue. With less water in your system, your blood volume decreases, meaning your heart has to work harder to pump it around. When you're dehydrated, your blood vessels also constrict, so don't be surprised when dehydration headaches strike. All of this extra energy loss can be avoided by merely increasing the amount of water that we drink. Regarding getting energy from non-food related sources, drink or exercise, there has been a recent surge in an understanding of how activities and engagement with our environment can also affect energy levels. Regularly doing activities we love and feel strongly about not only increases levels of happiness and contentment, but it also helps to produce more energy physically. I like to think of it as more increasing our vitality. The passion for engaging with people and activities that help us to shine and become the most positive version of ourselves in any given moment. Being honest with ourselves and open to exploring passions, talents, and hobbies and making time for them in the bustle and hustle of everyday life, we are automatically injecting a little bit more happiness into our day. Now take a moment and think, what is it that you love to do? Notice how much more energized you feel the next time you engage in this activity. And the next step is simple. Just do more of it. Getting up earlier has been proven to get us that extra boost of energy and positivity we need to get the most of our day. By getting our bodies moving and engaging in light to moderate exercise in the early hours, we are kickstarting your metabolism, productivity, and energy levels to ensure a more sustained release of the energy gained during the night. Waking up early means more time to exercise, a better diet, increased productivity, and reduced levels of stress. The time spent on these activities in the morning is a crucial time for self-reflection and giving ourselves the opportunity to tune in with how we're feeling before starting into the day's work. I love to get up early and read. It is one of the best things for me, so I highly recommend it. And right after I read and meditate, I go for a walk, and it just gives me so much energy and I feel so good. So I definitely know that getting up early to do positive things is worth the time. Also, a notable change comes over us when we reduce the amount of time we spend plugged into our devices. not only do we become more present, but we become more alert, which can also contribute to improved fitness levels. Although it may initially seem that removing ourselves from technology gives us more energy, when you break it down, it just means that all the energy that would previously have gone on mental analytics and online scrolling is now free to be used elsewhere. Understanding your energy usage can be linked to understanding exactly where your electrical energy is going. There are many outlets, most of which we have minimal awareness of, and screen time is one of these. Too much screen time has also been proven to lower the levels of cortisol in the brain, which helps the body to balance out stressful situations. When we lack cortisol, we lack the ability to process experiences and problems as well as we normally could. And an imbalance of cortisol can cause sleep problems, which in turn will also cause you to have less energy the next day. Now, this topic is a little bit controversial. Isn't coffee good for your energy? Well, according to the National Coffee Association, approximately 55 million Americans drink coffee every day. The truth is that there are so many conflicting ideologies about the advantages and disadvantages of coffee for the body that it is next to impossible to know what to believe. However, our brain activity is controlled by chemicals called neurotransmitters, which either stimulate the brain cells or quiet them. Adenosine is a quieting neurotransmitter. Caffeine attaches to adenosine receptors on your brain cells, blocking the quieting effect of this neurotransmitter. The net effect of caffeine, therefore, is stimulation. The increased activity of brain cells under the influence of caffeine leads to a subsequent rise in the amount of epinephrine in our bodies. Epinephrine is the flight or fight hormone, which has stimulating effects on your brain and your body. While this hormone does technically increase energy levels, caffeine is not a cell-powering substance. In other words, your cells cannot generate energy-based activity from caffeine. Instead, it stimulates the brain to be more focused and alert. This is where the confusion arises and how many people think that caffeine energizes us. Not to mention, coffee irritates the digestive system, and too much coffee may dehydrate you. So the consequences of coffee are just not worth the benefits. Did you know that the sun has a direct effect on your energy levels? It's easy to feel lighter, brighter, and more energized when the sun is out. And vitamin D is quite a rare nutrient to find in foods. The sun is the most important source of vitamin D that we can get naturally. Vitamin D has a direct relationship with our energy levels. When we are lacking vitamin D, we are more likely to experience fatigue and low levels of energy. As the sun is the most important and potent source of this vitamin, it is easy to see how spending time in the sun is a more effective way of boosting our energy than trying to increase supplements or intake of it. It is common for the supplements available for boosting energy levels to be a known combination of ingredients of natural and unnatural products that we really don't question, purely because it helps us to achieve our goal, and that is expanding our energy. But most products marketed as energy boosters actually contain more harmful substances than beneficial ones. And so the best advice for those seeking to boost their energy levels naturally will be to steer clear from them altogether. Despite being labeled natural, over 90% of vitamin supplements are synthetic. And new evidence is emerging that these unnatural forms of vitamins could do more harm than good. According to the Organic Consumers Association in the U.S., man-made vitamins cannot be used by the body in the same way as their natural versions. That's what I always recommend, to take a natural vitamin and supplement created by food, and it's all natural and organic. Herbal energy supplements, such as the ones that I'm going to list below, are more efficient at relieving symptoms of fatigue and don't present any risk or dangers or negative side effects while they do it. So they are 100% natural. And that is ginseng, eleuthero, ashwagandha, green tea, chasandra, and holy basil. I have a great herbal supplement formula that contains these and other herbs. This supplement promotes healthy and more balanced response to stress, increases physical and mental stamina and performance, and encourages healthy levels of energy. And it's all natural, organic, and made with herbs. Check it out on my website at www.theisanddavidrsandrosetonywithani.com. camacho.com, and it's under the adrenal health category, and it's called Adrenal Support and Longevity. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about vitamin B. There are many controversial aspects to the energetic effects of taking B vitamins, as they function as a catalyst to the food energy we take in. Only food provides energy in the form of calories, carbs, fat, and protein. B vitamins, on the other hand, help convert dietary energy into ATP, adenosine triphosphate, and this is the form of energy that your body actually uses. This conversion happens in a complex of chemical reactions carried out by the mitochondria in the cells. B12 is just one of the members of the B vitamin family, but is one of the most important to your body. You can get a good amount of this vitamin if you eat lean animal meat or take a daily multivitamin. However you do it, be sure you're getting the daily recommended value. B12 is vital for healthy red blood cell formation, neurological function, proper energy creation, and so much more. Now, if all of this information seems like a lot to take in, it can sometimes help to break it down into small, manageable daily tasks. You can take these tips one by one to incorporate them into your life. The natural supplements can all be taken merely with hot water, tea, or any meals, making them as an easy way to encourage your energy levels, especially my formula, my adrenal formula. That's great, and you can take it just in the morning and at night. So it's very easy to incorporate into your life. As for physical activity, by increasing levels of physical activity in small ways, such as walking to work or somewhere you will typically drive, you will experience an elevated level of energy and motivation. It could be as simple as parking far away from the store that you're going to and walking from your car to the store instead of parking as close as you can. Being aware is another way of increasing energy. Just becoming more aware of your energy levels at various points during the day can help you implement strategies to combat times of low energy. For instance, some people notice energy lags in the morning, while others experience it more in the evening. Now take a few seconds and think, when do you find your energy lags the most? Maximizing your energy levels is a great way to start helping you achieve your goals. By increasing the amount of energy we have to spend, it stands to reason that there's more surplus of energy to be spent in the areas you wish to either improve or enhance in your life. Think about it. What goals do you think you could achieve if you could only increase your energy levels? And not just physical energy levels, but mental too. By regulating and understanding our energy levels, we can ensure that goals are not only met, but built upon. In the end, it all comes down to balance. Finding the right balance between work, diet, physical, creative, and enjoyable activities is the key to enabling you to unlock your potential and helping you to manifest more energy into your life. It can be a slow experience to start with, but experimenting with these things and finding out exactly what works for your body, mind, and lifestyle is the best way to find what works for you to optimize your energy. Activities that can help you find balance are things like meditation, yoga, taking some time for yourself, journaling, or anything else you feel helps connect with you. Now, how all of this information has made you feel? Are you overwhelmed? Or are you excited to increase your energy levels? Finding something to be excited about is a great way to increase energy and overall enthusiasm and to improve your lifestyle. Using the force of this excitement to drive you forward and continue increasing the levels of strength of your energy will help you to achieve goals and become accustomed to functioning in this higher energetic state. I love sharing this topic with people who are eager to transform their lifestyle by increasing their energy levels. So if you have any questions regarding this topic, please email me at contacttony@dsanddavidrsandrosetonywithanicamacho.com. I'm always here to support you. Also, if you feel like you need support on this journey, email me and I'm more than happy to help. And remember, check out my energy supplement called Adrenal Health and Longevity. It promotes healthy and more balanced response to stress, increases physical and mental stamina and performance, and encourages healthy energy levels. And you can find it on my website at www.dsanddavidrsandrosetonywithanicamacho.com. and it's under adrenal health. I really enjoy our time together today, and I will leave you with this final quote. The higher your energy levels, the more efficient your body. The more efficient your body, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more you will use your talent to produce outstanding results. And that's a quote from Tony Robbins. Thank you for joining me today, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Multidimensional Health Show. For more information or to schedule a private consultation, go to www.drtonycamacho.com. Have a great week.
You're listening.